can handle the truth. We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Fascinating call by Carol. Is she still there? Is Carol still on the line? Oh, she's gone. Okay. Yeah, that's about the time Rush Limbaugh sold out, back in 1993 in the NAFTA-GATT thing. And it just, and curiously, it just, you know, I reflect back on that, guys, and I reflect back during the time when I wasn't awake, when I used to listen to guys like Rush Limbaugh, and I thought they were just fascinating, and I thought that they were just, well, very knowledgeable individuals. And it sure is sickening when you wake up to find out that they're nothing more than a paid shill for an agenda here, you know. Anyway, short segment coming up. I want to remind everybody, we've got a pledge drive going, top of the hour, okay? If you haven't sent in money, send it in. Send your donations in to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can go into republicbroadcasting.org, make a donation, click on PayPal. Or, if you want, you can call in and talk to Sandra at 800-724-2719. Send in some money. Makes you feel good, folks. And it takes a little heat off me because I had to put a Band-Aid on it for you guys. All right? Getting back to what I was talking about, I have another article here from Pat Buchanan. And I want to read this. This is on the South Carolina debate from Ron Paul. Then I'm going to shift gears, okay? A little bit more on Paul, then we're going to get off topic here, okay? Says it was a decisive moment in the South Carolina debate, hearing Representative Ron Paul recite the reasons for Arab and Islamic resentment of the United States, including 10 years of bombing and sanctions that brought death to thousands of Iraqis after the Gulf War. Rudy Giuliani broke format and exploded by saying, "That's really an extraordinary statement. As someone who lived through..." Now, here's where it gets sickening, folks. This is Rudy Giuliani, the former prosecutor who covered up the evidence. And he has the audacity to stand on stage in front of the American public and say this. "That's really an extraordinary statement. As someone who lived through the attack on 9/11, that we invited the attack because we were attacking Iraq. I don't think I've ever heard that before. And I have heard some pretty absurd explanations for September 11th. And then, of course, it erupts into clapping, of which, you know, anybody that's been into one of those studios before, they put up a sign and say, "Please clap now." Or it could have been just overdubbed, who knows. But anyway, it says, "I would ask the congressman to withdraw that comment and tell us what he really meant by it." The applause for Rudy's rebuke was thunderous, the soundbite of the night and the best moment of Rudy's campaign. After the debate on Fox News, Hannity and Combs, came one of those delicious moments on live television as Michael Steele, the GOP spokesman, was saying that Paul should probably be cut out of future debates. The running tally of votes by Fox News viewers was showing Ron Paul with 30% and the winner of the debate, and they should cut him out. Hello. Brother Hannity seemed startled and perplexed by the votes being text messages in the thousands to Fox News saying Paul won. Romney was second, Rudy third, and McCain far down the track at 4%. There's another clown for you, McCain. "I would ask the congressman to tell us what he meant," said Rudy. A fair question and a crucial question. When Ron Paul said the 9/11 killers were over here because we are over there, he was not excusing the mass murderers of 3,000 Americans. He was explaining the roots of hatred out of which the suicide killers came. Lest we forget, Osama bin Laden was among the Mujahideen, whom we, in the Reagan decade, were aiding when they were fighting to expel the Red Army from Afghanistan. We sent them Stinger missiles, Spanish mortars, sniper rifles, and they all helped drive the Russians out. What Ron Paul was addressing was the question of what turned the allies we aided into haters of the United States. Was it the fact that they discovered we have freedom of speech or separation of church and state? Do they hate us because of who we are, or do they hate us because of what we do?" This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll see you in three, and I'll continue with this. I'm getting in a better mood. I don't know why. Be right back.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming at you live from Round Rock, Texas, at least temporarily. Still looking for another building. Thought we had one, but that deal fell through. So we're still looking. Send those cards, letters, and donations in, folks. We need your help. Back to this. Osama bin Laden, in his declaration of war in the 1990s, said it was U.S. troops on the sacred soil of Saudi Arabia, U.S. bombing and sanctions of a crushed Iraqi people, and U.S. support of Israelis' persecution of the Palestinians that were the reasons he and his Mujahideen were declaring war on us. Elsewhere, he has mentioned Sykes-Picot, the secret British-French deal that double-crossed the Arabs who had fought for their freedom alongside Lawrence of Arabia and were rewarded with a quarter century of British-French imperial domination and humiliation. Almost all agree that, horrible as 9/11 was, it was not anarchic terror. It was political terror, done with a political motive and a political objective. So what does Rudy Giuliani think of political motive was for 9/11? Was it because we are good and they are evil? Is it because they hate our freedoms? Is it that simple? Ron Paul says Osama bin Laden is delighted we invaded Iraq. Does the man not have a point? The United States is now tied down in a bloody guerrilla war in the Middle East and increasingly hated in the Arab and Islamic countries, where we were once hugely admired as the first and greatest of the anti-colonial nations. Does anyone think that Osama is unhappy with what is happening to us in Iraq? Of the 10 candidates on stage in South Carolina, Dr. Paul alone opposed the war. He alone voted against the war. Have not the last 5 years vindicated him? When two-thirds of the nation now agree with him that the war was a mistake and journalists and politicians left and right are babbling in confession, if I had only known then what I know now? Boy, do they not have short memories, folks? I mean, come on. This guy has been rock solid all along, voted against the war, okay, did not waffle, did not song and dance, didn't do what 99.99% of these politicians do, and now they're trying to throw him out. Amazing. Rudy implied that Ron Paul was unpatriotic to suggest the violence against us out of the Middle East may be in reaction to U.S. policy in the Middle East. Was President Hoover unpatriotic when, the day after Pearl Harbor, he wrote to friends, "You and I know that this continuous putting pins in rattlesnakes finally got this country bitten"? Pearl Harbor came out of the blue, but it also came out of the troubled history of U.S.-Japanese relation going back 40 years. I don't necessarily agree with all of this article, folks. Hitler's attack on Poland was naked aggression, but to understand it, we must understand what is done at Versailles. After the Germans laid down their arms, based on Wilson's 14 points, we do not excuse, but we must understand. Now, this I agree with. Ron Paul is no TV debater. You know, if you wanted to voice an opinion of who won that debate based upon their appearance and their actions and their smoothness, then I would have to give it to Mitt Romney. However, Ron Paul, the biggest problem that they have with Ron Paul is nothing other than the fact that he tells the truth, and they can't stand the truth. We tell the truth at Republic Broadcasting Network, too, and a lot of people out there can't handle the truth, okay? But regardless, just like that beach ball in the swimming pool, the farther you push it down, the faster it's going to come up, because the truth, as ugly as it may be sometimes, always wants to present itself. And I'm going to go into that in a minute because I'm going to shift gears. But Ron Paul is no debater, but up on that stage in Columbia, he was speaking intolerable truths. He was speaking truths that they didn't want to hear. He was speaking truths that the rest of those candidates would hope that we all forget. Understandably, Republicans do not want him back, telling the country how the party blundered into this misbegotten war. By all means, throw out of the debate the only man who has the right, who has been right from the beginning on Iraq. Give me a break. So most of this article from Patrick Buchanan I agree with. There's a couple of questionable things in there regarding Osama and who's really behind this whole thing, but I'm not even going to go there right now. I'm going to shift gears. We've got, as I mentioned, that beach ball, and I mentioned the fact that the further you try to push the truth down, the harder it tries to come up. And as I mentioned on my show yesterday, I had Rob Balsamo on there with Pilots for 9/11 Truth. And we were talking a little bit about the airplanes hitting the buildings and so forth. And I mentioned yesterday that it's going to rear its ugly head again. It's coming up next week, the 9/11 Truth. And by the way, they're trying to tie Ron Paul into the tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist because he's associated with Alex Jones and so forth. They're doing everything they can to get rid of this guy. And so I'm going to talk for a little bit about the New York Times attempt to debunk 9/11 Truth, because next week on The View, and I would strongly urge everybody, I don't watch The View, but Rosie O'Donnell is going to have on her program on the 24th of May, she's going to have Dylan Avery on The View, and I believe Stephen Jones as well. That's on the 24th. If you're not going to be home, if you're at work or whatever, record it. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to watch it, and then I'm going to comment on it on the 25th. But in the meantime, the New York Times is attempting to debunk the 9/11 truth, but failed miserably. In a report detailing Rosie O'Donnell's confirmed plans to have 9/11 truthers debate the attacks on The View before she leaves in June, the New York Times has responded by penning an extremely poor attack piece which cites previously shoddy debunking efforts while completely ignoring key evidence often referred to by many scientific experts, ex-government officials, whistleblowers, and truthers in general, and have declared the event an inside job. Skipping over the fact that some guys in a cave in Afghanistan were able to coordinate a total stand down of U.S. air defenses and completely ignoring the mountains of evidence of prior knowledge, The Times makes four main points in an effort to debunk solely the controlled demolition aspect of the 9/11 truth movement's assertions. Now, here are those points with our counterpoints. And by the way, this article is written by Steve Watson, Infowars.net, and I congratulate and I commend this guy. It's a very well-written article. So I don't want you to think that I'm just spouting this stuff out of my head, because I'm not that smart. But back to the article. Number one. The buildings collapsed from the top down, and because controlled demolitions are carried out from the bottom of buildings, they were not controlled demolitions. Now, that was one of their explanations. Many witnesses, including World Trade Center janitor William Rodriguez, of whom we are all familiar, and by the way, I believe he as well is going to be on The View next week. Many witnesses, including WT janitor William Rodriguez and firefighters, reported explosions at the base of the buildings, and white smoke was also seen emerging from the base of the North Tower immediately prior to its collapse and after a boom shook cameras and registered on microphones. Initial reports cited FBI statements, which suggested they believed some form of explosion had occurred at the base of the towers in addition to the plane impacts above. The Times also ignores the fact that all three buildings fell at almost free fall speed with no resistance whatsoever, a feat which, as we all know, defies the laws of physics. But see, they don't talk to us about that kind of stuff because they're not writing this article for our benefit. They already know that we know the truth, guys. They're writing this article for the vast number of dumbed-down Americans who cannot be bothered with it, and as long as they can be lulled into their false sense of consciousness, they can continue to sleep because they don't want them waking up to find out what's going on. Number two, the steel did not melt. It was weakened by fire, which caused the buildings to gradually collapse. Please. Molten steel was found under all three collapsed buildings. Firefighters described rivers of molten steel, like flowing lava. According to, among other experts, former Brigham Young physics professor Stephen Jones, buildings not destroyed by explosive would have insufficient directed energy to produce the large quantities of melted steel that was discovered. The molten steel was found 5 days after the collapse, on September 16th, when the National Aeronautics and Space Administration used an airborne visible infrared imaging spectrometer to locate and measure the site's hotspots. Now, tell me, what other than thermite would cause that molten metal to be sitting there for how many days after the explosions? But they don't mention that. No, this is the New York Times, you know. Number three. The reason World Trade Center number 7 collapsed straight down was most likely the large amounts of diesel fuel stored in the building's lower levels. The fuel was meant to power emergency generators. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I think that's the fifth different explanation they've had for that particular collapse. And so the answer, the idea that diesel fuel stored in Building 7 is to blame for the collapse was promoted by a New York Times article in 2002 and is pure speculation. According to the National Institute of Standards and Technology, between 11:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. on 9/11, no diesel smells were reported from the exterior, the stairwells, or lobby areas of World Trade Center 7. Fires were observed in Building 7 prior to its collapse, but they were so isolated in small parts of the building and were puny by comparison to other building fires. In any case, raging fires could still not cause simultaneous and symmetric damage needed to produce a collapse with the precise symmetry of the vertical fall of Building 7. This building had 58 perimeter columns and 25 core columns. In order to cause the building to sink into its footprint, all of the core columns and all of the perimeter columns would have to be broken in the same split second. Of course, New York Times doesn't answer that. Number four. Explosives would have to have been pre-placed in the buildings, and no witness ever reported such suspicious activity taking place. Excuse me? Oh, yes, they have. Power downs of both towers were reported the weekend before 9/11. Well, we're going to go to a break. I'll read the explanation for that when I get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I'll see you in three with some more good stuff.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. Yes, sir, I'm running down the road as fast as I can, folks, trying to loosen everybody's load here in more ways than one. Let me get back to number four here on the New York Times attempting very poorly, I might add, to debunk the 9/11 truth. They just keep going over the same garbage that's been disproven I don't know how many times. But again, number four, I'm going to read it again. Explosives would have had to have been pre-placed in the buildings, and no witness ever reported such suspicious activity taking place. And again, yes, they have. Power downs of both towers were reported the weekend before 9/11. And let us not forget who was the head of security at the World Trade Center, none other than Wirt Walker III, George Bush's cousin. I thought I'd throw that in there. In addition, rescue workers, EMTs, and witnesses on the ground were warned WTC-7 was going to be intentionally brought down by explosives. The Times article, like any other poorly researched piece, cites our friends Popular Mechanics, the now infamous Hearst Publishing yellow journalism rag that is edited by a tabloid TV critic and their bastion of credibility for standing up to the 9/11 truthers, beside the fact that the magazine's 9/11 hit piece has been debunked over and over and is the target of Professor David Ray Griffin's new book, Debunking 9/11 Debunking. And I might remind those listeners out there that I believe, Ben Chertoff is the editor there of Popular Mechanics, who happens to be Michael Chertoff's cousin. Well, let's not forget about that. I thought I'd throw that in there as well. Although it is easily countered, the Times exposure highlights the fact that 9/11 truth movement has exploded into the mainstream, and this is what's exciting. See, I've told you guys on so many different programs that I really don't want to talk about this, and I don't, because I'm more about solutions than I am with the problems. However, this is a problem that recurs and will not go away. The reason it won't go away is because the truth keeps wanting to come out, and it hasn't come out yet. But again, I'm getting excited because it's coming out again on The View. And I've heard that The View has about 30 million people. Now, anybody that has their light bulb switched on in their brain that watches The View may just come up with something that says, whoa, wait a minute. That light bulb just might go off and they might say, you know what, maybe the government is lying to us, and take the time and the initiative to go research it on the internet, when they're going to find an abundance and plethora of information to find out that the whole story, the government's official version, is a lie. All right, I'm through with my rant. Let me continue here. Although it is easily countered, the Times exposure highlights the fact that 9/11 truth movement has exploded into the mainstream. It also underlines the fact that the debunkers are losing the battle to quell the public's desire to uncover the lies and discover what really happened on 9/11, as their line of argument becomes more diluted and weakened with each ill-informed and poor-researched attack piece they produce. We can only hope. You know, it keeps coming up. And coming up and coming up, came up last year with Charlie Sheen on Entertainment Tonight. And they were going to have Ed Asner on that program, and then they cut it. And not only that, some of you listeners may recall, that spot used to be, I believe, between 5 and 6 p.m. And right shortly after that, A.J. Hammer, who was the host of that show, was moved to, I believe, from 10 to 11 o'clock, and they put none other than Glenn Beck in the spot. Another neocon. See how they do things, folks? You know, a lot of people forget, but I don't forget. I remember that stuff. So it should be interesting. Record that. If you're at home, watch it. Like to get your comments on it. Let's see. What is that? How does ABC, my benefit from airing which guys? How do they benefit by it? Well, they don't really benefit by it unless they can debunk it. And the only thing they have going in their favor, this is a question that my board op is asking me. The only thing they have going in their favor is the fact that they've tried to discredit Rosie O'Donnell. So they'll use that as probably, and I'm just speculating, they'll probably use that as, like they tied in the other day, they're starting to use the word virus. Anybody that believes the 9/11 truth movement has been infected with a virus. That was on Fox the other day. So we'll see what happens with that. At any rate, isn't it curious, folks, that now they're using the word virus? All of us that believe that it was an inside job were infected with this curious virus, as Michelle Malcolm on Fox News put it. They're doing everything that they can do to try to keep the dumbed-down American public away from us, because it's the only effort that they have left to hide the truth. But you know what? It's not going to work, because the truth always comes out. Now, when I get back after the break, I'm going to open up the phone lines again. It's 800-313-9443. You can call in, voice your opinion about whatever subject content you like. I'm going to shift gears when I get back. And I'm gonna go on to another subject that was talked about for a little while, and it was dropped. And I find it interesting. I'm not going to tell you about it until I get back, though. Okay? It ties in with another guest that I have on a regular basis, and some of the things that he's researching, Don Nikoloff. And I don't know, maybe he'll call in and give us a comment on this. That's the only hint that I'm going to give you about it. But I thought it would. I thought it bears repeating, because I really would like to get some input from the listeners as to what they think the reasons are behind this particular transaction. With that, I'm going to go to a break. Again, I'm going to open the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Please give me a call if you wish. Open line Friday, and I'll see you in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You know, at the start of the show, I was kind of in a bad mood, kind of demoralized, a little bit depressed and so forth, because I had all this stuff to read. But, you know, I have to share with you, I walked out during the break, and I got the best news that I've got in light of all that bad stuff that I've been telling you about. I walked out during the break, and my board op, Ken, come out, and he says, you know what's going on right now? I said, no, what's that? He says, Sean Hannity's on the air right now on the radio, okay, and people are calling in left and right supporting Ron Paul for president, and Sean Hannity is absolutely wigging out. And I, you know what? That's a great idea. You know, if any of you are picking up Sean Hannity anywhere on the airwaves in this country right now, call in and tell him, you know, remind him he won the debate and remind him that he's the best candidate for president and just listen to him melt down, okay? I wish I was able to do that. I'm on the air right now. But if I knew where he was, matter of fact, you know what would be entertaining is if I knew where he was and I knew the call-in number, I'd do it right now while we're on the air and let you listen to the response. Do we have that anywhere? Yeah, look for it. See if we could find that. Of course, he'd probably have me on hold for the rest of the show. But think of how that would make your day. I mean, we've all seen him wigging out. He did it the other night. He tried to do it to Ron Paul, and Ron Paul just lambasted him. What a great idea. That puts me in a good mood for the rest of the day. Well, all right, you know what? I can't be in too good of a mood. Let me bring myself down here with this article. Now, this was reported on mainstream news, oh, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago. Okay, and it was there for a short period of time, and then it kind of vanished into the woodwork. And that is this deal about this 100,000 acres that George Bush bought down in Paraguay. And so I was on the phone this morning with Don Nikoloff, and he mentioned, he says, go into Google and just Google in 98,840 acres, and watch what pops up. So I did. Okay. I went in there, and what popped up was an article called "We Hate to Bring Up the Nazis, but They Fled to South America Too." And for those of you who listened to my show when Don was on, he wrote a beautiful article that pretty much ties George H.W. Bush in and says that he may just be George H. Scherf Jr. But let me go into this article here. Because, you know, we heard about it a little bit, and then all of a sudden it just kind of faded into the wilderness for some reason. Call-in number, 800-313-9443. Tell me what your thoughts are on why he would buy 100,000 acres or thereabouts in Paraguay. Says, our paranoid friends over at Bring It On have put together a story that hasn't exactly made Washington whispers. It's real short and real simple. The Cuban News Service reports that George W. Bush has purchased 98,840 acres in Paraguay, near the Bolivian-Brazilian border. Jenna Bush paid a secret diplomatic visit to Paraguayan President Nicanor Duarte and U.S. Ambassador James Kaysen. There were no press conferences, no public sightings, and no official confirmation of her 10-day trip, which apparently ended this week. By the way, this article was written, there's not even a date on it. The Paraguayan Senate voted last summer to, quote, grant U.S. troops immunity from national and international criminal court jurisdiction. Now, I wonder why they'd do that. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. Immediately afterwards, 500 heavily armed U.S. troops arrived with various planes, choppers, and land vehicles at Mariscal Estigarribia Air Base, which happens to be at the northern tip of Paraguay, near the Bolivian-Brazilian border. More have reportedly arrived since then. What the hell? After the jump, plus a breaking update involving, of course, the Moonies. Oh, that's right, the Moonies. Now, Prensa Latina is a Cuban government operation that is not exactly friendly towards Washington. What with Washington trying to kill Castro for 50 years and all. But Prensa Latina didn't invent the story. It's all over the South American press, and not just Venezuela and Bolivia. Here's a version from Brazil. Here's another from Argentina. And here's one from Paraguay itself. As far as we can understand, all the paperwork and deeds and such are secret. But somehow the news leaked that a new, quote, land trust created for Bush had purchased nearly 100,000 acres near the town of Chaco. And Jen is down there having secret meetings with the president and America's ambassador to Paraguay, James Kaysen. Bush posted Kaysen in Havana in 2002, but last year moved him to Paraguay. Kaysen apparently gets around. A former political advisor to the U.S. Atlantic Command and ATO's Supreme Allied Commander Atlantic, Kaysen has been stationed in El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Panama, basically everywhere the U.S. has run secret and not-so-secret wars over the last 30 years. Here's a fun question for Tony Snow. Why might the president and his family need a 98,840-acre ranch in Paraguay protected by a secret U.S. military base manned by American troops who have been exempted from war crimes prosecution by the Paraguayan government? Could you see that? Could you see a press conference where somebody stood up and asked Tony Snow that question? I'll continue this with this in a minute. Let's go to Greg and Aya. Greg, you're on with Michael.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, Greg?
Good, good. Say, I just wanted to give your listeners the number to Sean Hannity's show.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
It's 800-941-7979. 7326.
Okay.
And now when you call that show, you got to act like you're a fan of his, otherwise you won't get through.
So now do you have to list subject content?
Well, yes, and it's okay, but you just can't say anything positive about Ron Paul. You know, you got to act like a neocon, otherwise you're not going to get on the show. So you kind of have to fib to get on there.
So you got to say something nice about Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, I see. You have to do something like that, but when you get on, then that's a different story. But that's what people have been trying to do here, because, you know, if you tell the truth that you want Paul for president or anything like that, you're not going to get on. So,
are you listening to that show at the moment?
No, I don't listen to that show.
Oh, I was going to say, I can't. You know, I used to, once in a while, I would tune in if I was driving my car to the post office or whatever.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
Just so nauseating I can't stand him. And the only time I'll watch him, Greg, is if I'm, you know, like the debates the other night.
Yeah.
And you notice how he's such a cutesy boy.
Yeah.
And then they put the Democrat up there, Alan Combs, who kind of looks a little nerdy. And they do that deliberately, you know.
Sure.
But and I'm thinking of calling in right now.
Do it.
Yeah, let me do that right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell.
And again, that number is 800.
Yeah, just a second. I'm gonna call it right now. Let's see. 1-800-941-7326.
Correct.
All right. Let's see what happens. Hold on, Greg.
Sure.
Line's busy.
Well, it's
you know, but I'm going to tell you, you know what I'm going to do? He's on from 2 to 5 Central Time. I'm going to keep this number.
I think it's to 6.
Okay.
Oh, well, it could be, yeah.
I'm going to keep this number. I don't have much time left in my show today.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep this number, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to call it.
Sure.
Okay? And wait till it rings.
Yeah.
And
have your listeners do the same thing, and if not... if they don't get through today, have them try Monday, Tuesday, whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep bombarding this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I love to watch the guy just literally unravel.
Yeah.
You know, because he's easy to rattle.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate the call.
You're very welcome.
What a great idea. And all the listeners, you know, Greg just called in with a number, 800-941-7326. You know, if you're looking for a good laugh, call the number, ask to talk to Sean, tell him that, you know, they screen the call, so tell him that you want, you know, to make a comment about Rudy Giuliani and how great he is or whatever that lie is, and then as soon as you get on the air, say, you know, yeah, I was watching Giuliani up compared to Ron Paul, but, you know, really he lost the debate and I'm voting Ron Paul, and just watch him just go mental. Yeah, I'm in a better mood now, I'll tell you. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the article. All right, anyway, here's a fun question for Tony Snow. Now, imagine, if you will, for a moment, you're sitting at, or you're watching a press conference where all those reporters are around, you know, and George Bush is up there answering the questions with his little snicker, you know, and a reporter asks the questions, why might you, sir, Mr. President, and your family need a 98,840-acre ranch in Paraguay protected by a semi-secret U.S. military base manned by American troops who have been exempted from war crimes prosecution by the Paraguayan government. Now, why do you think that is? Why would he need something like that? Is he looking for a place to run in case he gets impeached? Well, here's a little background on the base itself, which Rumsfeld secretly visited in late 2005. U.S. Special Forces began arriving this past summer at Paraguay's Mariscal Estigarribia Air Base, a sprawling complex built in 1982 during the reign of dictator Alfredo Stroessner. Argentinian journalists who got a peek at the place say the airfield can handle B-52 bombers, a Galaxy C-5 cargo plane. You know how monstrous those planes are? I mean, that runway has to be over a mile long. It has a huge radar system, vast hangars, and can house up to 16,000 troops. The airbase is larger than the international airport at the capital city, Asunción. Some 500 special forces arrived July 1st for a 3-month counterterrorism training exercise, codenamed Operation Commando Force 6. Paraguayan denials that Mariscal Estigarribia is now a U.S. base have met with considerable skepticism by Brazil and Argentina. There's a disturbing resemblance between U.S. denials about Mariscal Estigarribia and similar disclaimers made by the Pentagon about Eloy Alfaro Air Base in Manta, Ecuador. The United States claimed that Manta Base was a, quote, dirt strip used for weather surveillance. When local journalists revealed its size, however, the United States admitted the base harbored thousands of mercenaries. And, oh, there's that word, mercenaries. Let me read that again. When local journalists revealed its size, however, the United States admitted the base harbored thousands of mercenaries and hundreds of U.S. troops, and Washington had signed a 10-year basing agreement with Ecuador. Well, we've been directed to yet another parapolitical theory here at Rigorous Intuition, where it is a report that Reverend Sung Young Moon bought 600,000 hectares, that's 1,482,600 acres in the same place, Chaco, Paraguay. That means that Reverend Young Sung Moon and Bush are going to be neighbors. And the next question I have is, where did this money come from? Okay, I mean, I'm in the loan business, and usually, you know, you put 20-30% down or 10% down if you've got good credit and you buy a house. This is 1,482,000 acres, and Bush is buying 98,000 acres. I mean, do the math on that. That's not how much they pay the president. 98,840 acres, even if it was at $100 an acre, would be almost $1 billion, would it not? Where'd you get that kind of money, George? Another twist. The first story from Paraguay apparently refers to the senior George Bush as the owner of the 98,840 acres in Moon's neighborhood. Bush, 41, was the first big-shot politician to go prancing around with Reverend Moon in public, especially in South America. In the early stages of the Reagan Revolution that embraced the Washington Times and Moon's anti-communist movement, it was embarrassing to be caught at a Moon event. Until George H.W. Bush appeared with Moon in 1996, thanking him for a newspaper that, quote, brings sanity to Washington? That was while on an extended trip to South America in Moon's company. A Reuters story of November 25th of that year describes the former president as, quote, full of praise for Moon at a banquet in Buenos Aires, toasting him as the man with a vision. And Moon helped Bush out with his own vision thing, paying him $100,000 for the pleasure of his company. Bush and Moon then traveled together to Uruguay to help him inaugurate a seminary in the capital, Montevideo, to train 4,200 young Japanese women to spread the word of his Church of Unification across Latin America. Now, isn't that special? Oh, and both the Mooney and Bush land is located at what Paraguay's drug czar called an, quote, enormously strategic point in both the narcotics and arms trade. And it sits atop one of the world's largest freshwater aquifers. Yeah, that just brings up all kinds of different subject matter. The drug trade? Nah, not George H.W. Poppy Bush? You know, you got to ask yourself, folks, and I'm asking myself this question right now. Why would you want to buy 98,840 acres or whatever it is in Paraguay, and why would you have all of these mercenaries and American troops down there? What's this for? Remember I mentioned the other day on my show, I had Don on the show, Don Nikoloff, and we were talking about Lackawanna, but we also brought up the mercenaries that are being trained all over this country right now. This is Bush's shadow army. And there's an estimated at least 100,000 of these people, which are being paid $350 a day. And in essence, the man that started this, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, is getting $950 a day for each one of these mercenaries. What are they doing with these people? Why are they training so many of them? Why are they on our soil? Why are they down there in Paraguay? Why are there U.S. troops down there in Paraguay? What's going on here? And where's the money coming from to do all this? Again, does it tie in with the $2.3 trillion that Donald Rumsfeld admitted the day before 9/11 was missing from the Pentagon? Just makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, you know, I look at mainstream news, and I look at Britney Spears being reported, and Anna Nicole Smith, and what was that guy that got kicked off of a mainstream network for using the word nappy-headed hoes? I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But this is what we get spoon-fed in the mainstream media. And the average Joe Sixpack comes home from work, flips on the TV, pops himself a beer, eats his dinner, and watches this garbage spew forth all night long. Meantime, all of this stuff is going on behind their back. And folks, I'm going to tell you again, all right? I came here with a vision, I came here for a reason, and I came here to do everything I could do to wake people up. RBN is nothing more than a church, if you will, to bring people into the pews. And it's your job as the listeners, guys, to bring these people in and to get them to listen to us, because they're not getting it on mainstream. You got to wake them up, doing it a spoonful at a time. But you need to go out and do your part. I give you accolades. You've been on the phone. You've been calling into the senators and congressmen over the hate crime bill. That's great. You've been calling the president, thanking him for vetoing the bill. And by the way, the ADL is putting a whole lot of pressure on Bush right now to sign or to not veto that bill. So we got to keep up the pressure. But look what they're doing with the secret amnesty, okay, that I talked about earlier in the show. All of this stuff is going on, and people wonder, well, how come you're demoralized? How come you're in a bad mood? Well, it's not hard to be in one when you read all this garbage. The only thing that brings me out of it is knowing that somebody's on the phone just raking Sean Hannity's cage. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, we'll be back in three. Stick with me for a final segment.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
right, we're back. Final segment, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and my Dixie Chicks are back. Yay. You know, all these things going on, 98,000 some odd acres in Paraguay. This secret bill being passed without any debate or anything about the immigration. The hate crimes legislation and the ADL's putting heat on George Bush not to veto it. All this stuff. And yet you hear nothing about it in mainstream news. I just happened to pick up a copy of the Austin American, or in this case, Un-American Statesman. And I know all this stuff that's going on behind the scenes. And I look at the headlines. And this is the biggest headline here, okay? Falwell merged politics and religion. How about this one? Bastrop County officials indicted. Or, game is afoot in race for speaker. Nothing, absolutely nothing in this paper about what's really going on in the world. And if there is any snippet regarding anything, there's always a spin on it. Yet these people will call you up 3 times a week and ask you to subscribe to it. It just amazes me. You know, I wonder how many of you out there just, you have a thought at one time or another. You know what you know, but how many of you wish you didn't know? Have you ever thought about what it would be like to go back to where you were? I'm just curious. I've thought about it a time or two, and I thought, you know, sometimes I wish that I didn't know what I know. But once you know what you know and you can't forget it, how can you sit and do nothing about it? My being, my energy won't let me. And I've met so many people in this movement, if you will, in this truth movement. And I'm not just talking about 9/11, I'm talking about the whole nine yards, that have a passion, people that cannot stop, people whose spirit will not let them alone unless they stand up and do something about it. It's almost like a religion. Unfortunately, the dark side has all the money. We, the enlightened ones, don't, but we speak the truth. So again, before I end the show, I want to remind everybody, we're on a pledge drive. We're looking for some money to pay the bills. Yes, I put a Band-Aid on it. Okay, we've gotten a lot of support from people, but we need more. Please pick up the phone, call 800-724-2719, send in a donation, say hello to Sandra. Send your donations into 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Go into republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, make a donation, tell them you heard it on my show. I really believe in what we're doing here, folks, and I commend you guys. You guys, a lot of you people out there have made the effort. You've picked up the phones. You've called the senators. You've called the congressmen. You have made your positions clear. And you know what? It's been reflected. You're the reason Ron Paul got into the Fox debates to begin with. But we got to keep it up. This is an info war, and we're the ones on the front lines. Remember that, okay? Have a good rest of the day. Stay in a good mood. My mood was picked up a little bit when I found out Sean Hannity was getting blasted. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report, and have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday. Bye. With